producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and it's a good, good day. You've been warned. It's a worldwide travel alert that has people at the State Department all worked up. Americans going anywhere around the world should be careful because of the terrorists, Daesh, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. They, according to the State Department, continue to plan terrorist attacks in multiple regions. That doesn't mean Americans should put away their passports. They ought to be vigilant and avoid large crowds. Well, as I said yesterday, the silver lining to this story, if there is one, is that you have about as much chance of being involved in one of these incidents. Actually, it's twice as easy to get hit by lightning as it is to be involved in one of these terrorist attacks. Don't want to be involved. I guess it's good to be thoughtful about taking a trip. As I said on the air, as my pal Meredith took her trip around the Middle East a couple of weeks ago, they didn't encounter any problems at all, except at the airports where they had to be checked in and be scrutinized a little better than had been the case before. But other than that, you could spend your life being in fear, being worried, being concerned, being intelligent about how to do this stuff. Yeah, that makes good sense. But for every day for us to be slapped around with warnings about this and stories, why? How does it make your life better to know what's going on under the surface? This is how I always gauge the information, even though I need to be informed about most everything because I run a conversation program on the radio. So I need to have some conversational acuity to go along with what's going on. Do I know everything? No. Am I afraid to admit that I don't know things? No. I get attacked frequently by the people who are helping me put this program together, consultants, et cetera, et cetera. You sounded like you didn't know what you were talking about. You know what? Sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. And that there are several ways of dealing with that.
Oh, this is not going well.
Why? Why isn't it going well? Why do I have to admit that I know everything? I don't know everything. You don't either.
Well, yes, I do.
Oh, do you? Really?
I know everything.
Oh.
That's why she's here.
I see.
What's your problem?
I see, says the blind man. All right, so in what state then, Miss Know-It-All, in what state has a judge ordered an inmate freed after DNA links have shown that he did not commit the crime? 18 years in jail.
California.
Okay.
Fuck it.
See, I know everything. Okay, another
one. I didn't even have to Google that.
Here's another one.
What? Oh, jeez.
All right, there's no at all.
All right.
A group of students from what university has composed a list of professors who they think are too political?
Oh, boy.
The list published on the group's website, distributed on campus, criticizes professors, nine of whom are said to be too liberal, for using their classrooms to promote personal agendas and indoctrinate students.
I don't know. I'm going to say it's got to be something Berkeley-ish.
No.
Harvard.
No.
UCLA.
No.
I don't know.
Say.
Once a day I get to have one.
No, I could give you something else that you wouldn't know the answer.
Oh, come on. I can take you.
That's so. Really?
Oh, how about the University of British Columbia?
Uh-uh. No.
All right, what's the other question you have for me? Come on.
Oh, I stumped you on that one. That's as far as I have to go. The group of students was at the University of Texas. They are called the Young Conservatives of Texas. And they don't like their professors because
They're too political.
Good.
I would say that the real headline here isn't too political. They're too liberal. If they were espousing things that agreed with the young conservatives, they would not be considered too political.
I'd actually disagree with you.
Really?
I would think if,
you're right
if
to
professors
do so?
Would not, because I actually had this happen to me.
Right.
If I was kicked out of an ethics class
in
journalism. Yeah, because some woman was like, you know, and I didn't even really speak in college, but she was forcing me to, and I told her she was wrong. And so, you know, ethics, you can debate that, right? And she actually made me leave. I think if professors were able to just check their politics at the door, there wouldn't be a need for any of those lists.
No, there wouldn't. But they are.
Just check them.
Yeah, right. But you're correct. There are way too many. And this is, but the people would say, well, the reason that they have them there is because they want people to think.
Well, it's their job to teach, but you don't have to use this as a place to brainwash.
There was a great, was it a cartoon? Something that I saw in the back crevices of my mind. I remember something about a sign. It was on, it had to have been a television show, and the sign was, yes, it was. I know exactly where it was. Now, Bill Maher had put up a sign on his program about college protests, and the essence of it was, we'll be sure to get back to you as soon as we figure out why we're protesting.
Bill Maher's really been loud about this refugee stuff and Muslim extremists, and I mean, he has really been going crazy about it on his show.
He's just loud, period. Kind of reminds me of some of the people that I work with.
Yeah, but it's funny because you got all the conservative talk radio hosts going, I agree with Bill Maher.
I know. What's happening here?
What's going on?
Well, you see, that brings you around to not everybody or everything is predictable.
Well, and that makes the best
kind of
media.
Thinking,
yeah.
Exactly, right, is the stuff that's not predictable. I don't want to have something. What's the point of doing, I think that's what's boring about a lot of these radio programs, frankly, is that they're too predictable. You know what they're going to say about whatever it is, and that's why the audience gets older and older for that, because people who are older kind of get stuck in their ways, and they don't want to be challenged. Okay, yeah, I agree with that. When, in fact, there are lots of different ways of looking at most every issue that there is in the world, frankly. All right, so there. How about them apples? 13 and change past the hour. I will tell you there's not much argument about looking at this particular issue, and that is your blood pressure and how to lower it. Neo 40 will help you lower your blood pressure, and if you don't have a problem with it, it will help you keep you where you are. You're on the right, the straight and the narrow. Your blood pressure is 110 over 70. That's what mine is. People say, hey, don't worry about it. I don't worry about it, but I want to maintain my health and well-being. And so that's why I choose to take a Neo 40 capsule every morning. And that's why I take a glass of Super Beets at some point during the day. I happen to prefer the black cherry flavor. I didn't, honestly, I didn't want to say this on the air when the Super Beets first came out, Richie. I didn't much care for the taste of the Super Beets. So as I think I said at the time, I added flavor to it.
Right. You mess with your ice cream stuff, right?
So weird.
You are weird.
And it was great. And look what happened to me.
Of that ice cream in it.
I've lived it.
See, I don't mind the original beet flavor.
No.
I like the black cherry better.
Yeah, I do too. Kenny is with me on this one. What did you start to say, Richie? What?
No, I mean, the original beet flavor is sweetened with stevia, and I think it tastes great.
Yeah, it's okay. Eliminating the risk of having a heart disease problem would be what I would think would be your number one problem, especially if you have high blood pressure, that sort of thing. You know that your vascular health is not what it ought to be. That's why you need to defend yourself against the vagaries that will cause the deaths of 23 million around the world this year because of cardiovascular disease. Lots of money is being spent on various tools and prescription drugs and that sort of stuff. I tell you, beat the crowd. Call 800-655-4183. Sign up for the benefits of each teaspoon of Super Beets. 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon. No beet taste at all. There is nutrition galore here. And the opening up of your arteries is what really makes the day. It opens up your arteries. The blood flows everywhere, so it gets into your muscles, into all of your organs, into your brain. You need it. Nitric oxide is the one that makes this possible, and you get the most nitric oxide from Super Beets and Neo 40 capsules. 800 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that number for Super Beats, 800-655-4183 or order them at DougLikesBeats.com.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electric, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 3322, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 3322.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code Radio60.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior water, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Plus, Crizal gives you 25 times more UV protection than not wearing glasses. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 19 past the hour. Did you see the pictures? Scientists have come up with the bones of 8,500-year-old skeletons. And they've been studying the DNA there, comparing it to current samples of people who live in the same places. And what they've arrived at is a connection, if you will, between the people who lived in these European areas before agriculture was established and after agriculture was established. Now, you think about, we've always been growing things. How could we survive? But we didn't have a plan. Agriculture is a plan for growing things. Like maybe you can even, in an analytical way, understand that with the beginning of agriculture came rows of corn or rows of beets or rows of this. I mean, that's simplistic. But the actual work of harvesting, understanding that what you get out of a tree or out of the ground can be multiplied if you take the seeds out of whatever the element or whatever the product is and put it in the ground. Somebody figured that out. And thus began modern agriculture. And what they're finding out with this DNA is that the changes in height and digestion, immune systems and stuff, lighter skin color, came with the advent of more professional agriculture. I thought that was fascinating. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 23 and change after the hour. What are you trying to do? You trying to provoke me? Is that what this is?
No, not at all. I wouldn't do that.
This is the number one hit on the Turkish jukebox circuit this week.
That's right.
Hey.
That's why we're playing, in case you didn't realize.
The Russians are really getting into it this morning.
Yeah, they sure are. Turkey in the news for several reasons. Not only is it what we're going to eat on Thursday, or many of us are going to eat, or many of you are, but the Turks shot down. They shot down a Russian plane near the Syrian border, so there'll be lots to talk about Turkey today. This is the anniversary of the first jukebox being put into service. This date, 1889.
Really?
In San Francisco, jukebox. Juke was the slang word for a disorderly house.
Yep.
Or a house of ill repute.
Juke joint.
Also known as a house of prostitution or whatever other terminology. So this thing made such, for 5 cents, you could buy 5 minutes worth of music. And in the first month, this thing took in about $1,000. And back in 1889, that's telling you something.
That's big money.
If you were paying for that stuff, wouldn't you want more than 5 minutes of music?
For 5 cents? I don't know. What, you put a quarter in them?
At a house of ill repute, wouldn't you want, if you're paying, wouldn't you want more than 5 minutes?
The music.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You might want to ask for more.
Okay. Video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from ABC and The Muppet Show. It's actually a promo clip for tonight's program featuring Miss Piggy, who is singing the Adele song, Hello. You got to see this. It's kind of cool to listen to, too, but check out the video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
That doesn't sound like Piggy, though. That's a doubt.
No, that is a doubt.
She's sort of lip-syncing to it.
But Piggy is lip-syncing.
Yeah. Exactly like the Adele video.
Yeah. So it's interesting that they would turn this around and be able to produce this and get it ready as quickly as they have, given that, what, Hello came out last week or the week before, Kenny?
Yeah, so it has not been long.
They're producing this thing right up to the moment, it would seem. So it's nice that they're onto it. I find more and more, many of the shows are doing that.
many of the shows. I thought both the Man of Secretary show was pretty much about a story that's only 3 or 4 weeks old this past Sunday. And then The Good Wife, also a story about something that was pretty recently in the news. So they're turning these things around and making more relevant to a point, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Speaking of relevance, let's turn back the clock to this date in 1995, when, for the first time, a new Beatles tune had been released. A new Beatles recording called Free as a Bird, which had been on ABC TV the previous evening. I've forgotten how they found this, Kenny. I'm sure as a Beatleologist, you can refresh. This was an old track. They found on a tape somewhere in somebody's attic. Didn't I remember that to be the case?
It was a demo of that John Lennon had recorded.
Ah, but it had been nowhere to be found.
He never finished it.
Mm-hmm. Did Jeff Lynne come in and they finished it?
Yeah.
Because this is ELO all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Lynne all over it.
Wilbury-ish, yeah.
Yeah, very Wilbury-ish.
As a bird.
Was that Lennon singing?
Yeah. Well, it's all of them, but it's mostly Lennon.
So they used his vocal track and mixed it in with the rest of them.
Right.
And Jeff Lynne produced the mix.
Exactly.
Okay.
Speaking of someone who's not free as a bird, this is the anniversary of Phil Spector being charged with the murder of that actress in his home. This day, 2003.
He's crazy as a bird.
Yeah, he is crazy. Yeah. I was thinking about that the other night when we went to see Ronnie Spector perform here locally. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Tune in, talk more, take turns. Sounds like an interactive talk show, but it's not. Yet it is. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The three T's, tune in, talk more, take turns, is how parents should stimulate their baby's brains. Here's the thing. At birth, the brain is the most underdeveloped organ, bar none. And what happens from birth to 3 years of age is critical for the baby's brain to grow. DCOC advice, use the three T's to grow your baby's brain. Tune in, see what your baby's interested in. Use a sing-songy voice. Talk more. Describe what you're going to do for them as you're doing it. Adult words are best. Take turns. Treat your child as a conversational partner. Even before they have a word or babble, it gets them ready for conversations by understanding glances and gestures. Of course, the three T's aren't just for parents. They're for everyone. Older siblings, aunts, uncles, and especially grandparents. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not ever.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout. cloud season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Lots of different voices here, including Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. How would we describe Roberta's voice other than shrill? It could be the voice of
the Queen. I am the Queen.
The Queen. Oh, she is the Queen. I have then two queens in my life. It's interesting. I've got two in my life. Roberta Fasanelli, nice to have you here. Jennifer Horn is here. She's not the Queen. She is, however, in the know and on the go. I have I stumped her once this last half hour, though, Roberta. She said she knew everything, and I caught her in the second story.
And I knew most. Yeah, I knew most, but not everything.
Right. What you don't know, Roberta certainly does. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/good day. Most of the comments at Twitter and Facebook and social media about gasoline, price of gas going down. That's cool. And what's going on for Thanksgiving? The bottom line here is that we're beginning to lose our steam when it comes to the regular things that are a part of the lexicon, and we'd probably rather talk about the 30 million green bean casseroles that will appear on U.S. dinner tables this Thanksgiving than talk
we
about where...
never in my family, never, ever, ever had a green bean casserole.
Never had a green bean casserole.
No,
yummy.
Never. Not for great. Thanksgiving, not for... I'm Italian. We don't have green bean casseroles.
Why?
With the green bean casserole.
Why? What's wrong
with American to not have green bean
casserole? If you're Italian, why are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
No.
Get the heck out of here.
You have fresh string beans, aglio olio, with oil and garlic. You don't have green bean casserole.
Aglio olio.
Goodness. Listen to you.
Who's going to put bacon in with their green bean casserole or mushrooms? Cheese or grilled onions?
No.
Sausage. Yeah. Breadcrumbs.
Sausage.
Garlic.
That's a good
thought
idea.
About that, Richie, right?
Sausage goes in stuffing. Mushrooms go with green beans.
Right, so opened up yesterday a jar that I had left over from the store of jalapeno jam.
And oh, you put that over cream cheese.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, awful.
So do you want to hear the number one, the top 10 states that will eat the most green bean casserole?
Yes, Rich, I think it would be fascinating information for us to have.
Yes.
Can you use the big voice announcer? Do you want to do it? Now?
Number 10, Maine. 46% of the people in Maine will have green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm. Well, let Jennifer do the numbers.
Yeah, can I be the big voice announcer?
All right, Jennifer,
okay, ready?
Number nine. 48% of people in New Hampshire.
Number 8.
49% of people in Kansas.
Didn't know he was done. Uh-huh. Number 7.
50% of the people in Colorado.
Number 6.
51% of people in Missouri.
Number 6.
52.
I was just trying to trick you. Number 5.
52% of people in Wisconsin.
Number 4.
54 in Florida.
Number 3.
57 in Kentucky.
Number 2.
58 in Oklahoma.
And the number one place where people will consume the most green bean casserole.
60% of the people in Louisiana are going to partake in green bean casserole.
Roberta. Not New Orleans, I'll tell you that much.
Well, okay. Well, what next?
Glad we got that. What's next? The story
Wait.
What?
In Hawaii? Only 17% of people will eat green.
They're busy eating spam.
Right. Del Monte grows
right,
more
well, spam casserole.
A northern white rhino at the San Diego Zoo, Kenny.
Brent Priebus. Yeah. Rhino, Republican in name only.
I see what you did there.
Right. There were only 3 white rhinos left on the planet. This was an old, you saw pictures of them.
White rhinos matter.
That's sad.
There is one last hope, apparently, to save this species. The fertility science people have found a cousin, a southern white rhino. Who knew there was a difference between the northern white rhinos and the southern white rhinos, but apparently there is. So they're trying to find a surrogate mother to keep this baby alive. You can say, who cares about rhinos and who cares about this kind of stuff? For every one of these that goes extinct, there's another species or phyla of new population or something growing on the planet. And to a point, yes. But there's something about looking at these beings, and maybe it's because I'm a cow person and I remember the cows that I loved as they got older. I mean, it's like people. When they get older, they lose some of their essence. Sometimes it takes longer for us to lose it than others, but sooner or later you lose your essence. And looking at this thing, this is a poor, sad looking being. I'm looking at a picture of it in captivity in a cement cage, kind of, and there, not for his benefit, but for the benefit of the people that would stand and gawk at him. And so I wonder if, in fact, he might not have been better off were he in his own natural surroundings. Would he have lived longer, or would he have been, because the predators that go out and kill these things and take their horns and stuff. Meredith had on her Facebook page a picture a few weeks ago of a rhino who some poacher had just ripped, and they'd knocked him out with a tranquilizer, and they just cut.
Yeah, they cut their horns
horn
off, and they wake up with no.
And they wake up, and there's big. Yeah. Just some of them get infections and die. But it's that kind of stuff that drives me nuts about animals and how disrespectful we are of many things like this. I mean, you go back to that damn dentist and his what he got away with in Zimbabwe. That's just a symbol of it.
I go to here in Washington, D.C., we have the Smithsonian Zoo.
Yeah.
It's a horrible place.
Yeah. No, most zoos are.
You can't.
I don't go to zoos. I wouldn't take my grandson to a zoo.
I mean, it would be because you cannot have a zoo for big animals in the middle of a city.
No.
You go to San Diego, you go to Busch Gardens. Okay, they got acres and acres and acres for the animals to roam. But, man, when you walk around and see an elephant or a lion or a giraffe in the Washington, D.C. zoo, and you feel nothing but pity for these animals.
Yep, if you have any conscience.
Okay, the Bronx Zoo is pretty. The Bronx is pretty awesome. They have huge expanses.
Yeah, but what's it for? Is it for the benefit of the animals or the benefit of the people? It doesn't benefit the animals.
Sometimes when you go to the zoo, you don't even see the animals there because they've got so much room to roam and hide, and they go under bushes. You don't see
But it's not like being in the natural habitat at all. It's very sad.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying they're not behind bars.
They're doing a lot
of
good work at Busch Gardens and the San Diego's.
Still not for the benefit of the animals.
Is great. I mean, it's a neat place, and they're, in a natural-esque environment.
All right. The fact that we are a couple of days away from Black Friday, these sorts of things drive me nuts. I don't like to talk about these things. They're so pat. Mm-hmm. The news media wraps it all up and gives it to everybody as part of the package for buying a lot of ads in their newspaper or radio or whatever, the state of Black Friday. The only thing that I find interesting about this, and it's kind of dark in and of itself, is how many people get into fights when they're trying to get a hold of a bargain.
Or trampled.
Yeah. I mean, you remember the story
right.
a couple of years ago? I think it was a Walmart. They had only X
Walmart,
number
yeah.
of things, and the doors opened, and people pushed their way in, and somebody got trampled and killed. You know, what's the matter with you?
Can I make a statement?
I think
about
the people, that rhino is probably better off than some of these people standing in these lines. What?
The statement for this year is if anybody dies trampling themselves or getting into fights at Black Friday, they're total idiots because there are not any good deals that I've seen to be had for Black Friday
no.
that's super exciting. And there's no new presents. You know how there's like a present of the year? I mean, other than like fitness trackers, which have already been out, and TVs, I mean, what else? I mean, what are you waiting in line for?
But here's the hook here, right? The FBI actually spent our tax dollars studying which states you're most likely to get in a fight on Black Friday in.
No.
Number 10.
Right.
Exactly.
Arkansas residents are most likely to duke it out in the middle of a Walmart, according to the FBI and your tax dollars.
Okay, now where do they sit on the green bean casserole list?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And is there a correlation?
So,
I believe there might be.
They studied stores including Walmart, Target, Kmart, and Best Buy. And
yeah.
they say that, let's see, Louisiana, Missouri, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Indiana, Kansas, and South Carolina are the other 10. And New York, Roberta, your other state, ranked number 37. Massachusetts, Dudley, ranked as the safest state to do Black Friday shopping.
Yeah. There you go.
Massachusetts, well, there you go.
Yeah. So there you go. About how civilized
we
are
about California?
Here in Massachusetts, yes. 43 past the hour. So we'll deflect from our Thanksgiving thoughts to get back to what some people think is reality. I don't know that I think this is much reality at all.
Would you queen a sheep?
No. You are late, then you're out. You have to save it for tomorrow.
But we got some like Black Friday deal, Queen of Sheep.
Well, so Black Friday.
It's on the website.
Friday.
So it's on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website.
It's on the website. Okay.
Yeah. Roberta's just looking for more time, folks. Don't let her kid you. 43 past the hour. 43 past the hour. Ivan Even is joining us in a moment to talk about the situation with who's got the plan. Which politician who's running for president has the best plan to get rid of Daesh? Figure that out in a moment here on Good Day.
That for all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code RADIO60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com. Code Radio 60.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Got your phone handy? A recent survey from Straight Talk showed that 77% of Americans check their phones at least once an hour for texts, emails, and voicemails. And the same survey found that 40% of Americans would rather forego their morning coffee than forget their phone for the day. Needless to say, Americans are hooked on phones. So a smartphone makes a perfect holiday gift. For the Android hooked, Straight Talk is offering the Samsung Galaxy S5 smartphone for just $229 this Black Friday weekend. And Apple lovers can grab the iPhone 5S for $299. For only $45 a month, Straight Talk offers 30 days of unlimited talk and text with the first 5 gigabytes of data up to 4G LTE speeds, making it easy to save money on your wireless plan without having to compromise. Looking for a great gift for you or a loved one? Stay connected with Straight Talk phones and service plans exclusively at Walmart. Log on to straighttalk.com for more.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Facing the Music. How do we get rid of Daesh? Interesting, we have Ivan Eland here, who is from the Center of Peace and Liberty Independent Institute. He writes in the Huffington Post every week. This week he writes, quote, "In contrast to most Republican candidates who have given us general platitudes about getting tougher on terrorism or vague promises to use more ground troops in Iraq or Syria, Hillary Clinton has proposed a more concrete program for battling ISIS. Unfortunately, according to Ivan's understanding of it, it's not a very good plan." Is that right, Ivan?
Yeah, I would say that she wants to put up a no-fly zone, and a lot of the Republican candidates are hinting around at this or have said it, too. But the problem with that is you're going to have to take down the Syrian air defenses, and, of course, you're also going to have to deal with the Russian aircraft. And if the Russians don't cooperate, you may have aerial combat between the United States and Russia, and that didn't even happen during the Cold War. And Russia is still a nuclear power. So I think, Obama hasn't done this for a good reason, and I'm not sure it really gets you that much. You can provide cover for refugees, but you would then have to put in ground forces to maintain the zone on the ground.
You're getting too technical. Honestly, I get what you're understanding the plan. Most people don't know. They go into a voting booth and they see Marco Rubio's name or Hillary Clinton's name. I recognize Mrs. Clinton's name. I'm voting for her. People aren't paying attention to this stuff. It just becomes so much. They ought to be, but it's so much window dressing. It's a fog. The news media creates a fog around these people and the issues as well. So I understand you want to get into the weeds with the proposal, but I don't think anybody really cares. Now, let me just pick on one thing that you said, though, that's interesting in terms of the news today about the Turkish shooting down the Russian plane. The Turks belong to NATO. Is there a strain there? I mean, could you even you said that if we did certain things that were in Hillary's plan, we might get into a war with Russia shooting down some of their planes. Do you actually really believe that seriously could ever happen? I mean, how is that and there be a survivability? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you put up a no-fly zone, it could happen. That's why they're not doing it. And I think you're absolutely right. The Republican candidates are just trying to be, anti-Obama. And
that's
so they're saying, well, we got to be tougher on terrorism. Hillary Clinton has fleshed it out, and that's why the no-fly zone has become a little bit more important. But she's sort of doing the same thing. It's not really a starter. And as we see, there's already complications with this Russian aircraft. And it could be that the Russians are telling the truth because the Turks don't like the Russians killing Turkmen on the Syrian side of the border, so they could have just popped it, or a Russia plane could have gone over the line they have before. So we don't know who's telling the truth. We tend to side with Turkey since they're an ally, but we don't really know what happened at this point.
Well, you think about it, under the circumstances, you'd have thought that someone would have said, oh, wait a minute, let's not shoot down the Russians because they're killing members of Daesh. How do you pronounce it, by the way? Do you say Daesh? What do you say?
Yes, yes. Or ISIS, or you can say ISIL.
I'm not using any of those terms anymore because they're inappropriate. The only appropriate way to refer to these guys is Daesh, as far as I'm concerned. We understand what that translation means to the people who are there actually in the fight. The other stuff, those terminologies are things that we've coined for them for our convenience, and I don't think that they're appropriate. That isn't necessarily the issue, but and in part it is because we're letting these guys manipulate us even with the words they use to refer to themselves. Why should we refer to themselves? Why should we refer to them as they want us to? The hell with that. All right, Ivan, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being here on Good Day. Ivan Eland.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Excuse me? Are you looking at me? Did you wake me up? Did you bring me here? And all of a sudden you're walking out on me? I don't think so. Not right now. So sit down!
Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Everybody had a thousand pages. Master, you didn't look good. Up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails.
Welcome to Agrabah, city of mystery. Enchantment.
The finest merchandise this side of the river Jordan on sale today. Come on down.
Mr. Alamsa, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order. Shut it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
What it is you want? You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir. We pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king of shine.
Say what you wish. It's your true dish.
My little more bobbler
Hey, I don't remember this, but I think I like listening to that, actually. It's from Amazing Town. Aladdin.
It's so good.
Robin Williams singing A Friend Like Me from the number one movie this week in 1992. Aladdin. Yes. He was.
This is the first movie my kids were watching when I realized we'll never have him around again.
That's sad.
All right.
Yeah, such an amazing talent.
Yeah, he had a lot going for him, for sure. Okay, so that's our movie music. Get us into movie moments. Chuck is not around today, but we have some movie news for your listening and dancing pleasure, and that comes up in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours. and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
All right, let's get to some movie news. Jennifer, you like following the gossip, actually, that follows the stars, not necessarily the movies themselves, but the people who are in the stars. Like, who's Jennifer Lawrence dating? People want to know that. Is she dating some older guy? Did I read that someplace?
Well, she was dating, your buddy from Coldplay. She was dating...
Chris Martin?
Yeah, Chris really? Martin. And now I think she was seen out with the...
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right, she's been seen out dating. But, you know, since she broke up with her serious boyfriend, there hasn't been a lot of stuff that's been super serious for her. But I will tell you, the gossip this week, and it's been trending on social media, is Chris Hemsworth. You know him?
Thor is my favorite superhero. That's what the fellow who's on Good Morning, not Good Morning America, but Live with Kelly and whatever his name is, that's how he says, I'm sore today. I'm Thor.
Okay, well, we know he's kind of a hottie, right? I mean, can we all kind of agree on that?
He's pretty much a hottie, right?
Well, he went on a 500 calorie a day starvation diet to prepare for his latest role. Now, someone his size and age should be consuming like 3,000 calories. He started doing 500 calories a day. You cannot believe these pictures. He looks like someone that lives on my street or tries to live in my yard. He is got this hair grown out, and it's all in preparation for this new role in Heart of Sea. I don't even know if I can see this movie. The images are crazy. You've got to Google it. Now, good news, you were talking about Jennifer Lawrence. The Hunger Games film made $100 million in its opening weekend.
Well, that was not surprised. I was expecting to do that.
That's a big amount of money for opening. I mean, for
but
one
it was
weekend.
The first, when it opened, the first one of them opened to $110 million first weekend, if I remember correctly. So, but it's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You can't sneeze at that.
Pretty good.
God bless you if you do.
I know.
All right, so that it?
Well, hey, what do you want? You gave me 10 seconds notice.
I wanted to... Thank you. I wanted to... I love going down memory lane just for the heck of it to remember some of these movies. Opening on this date in 2005, Roberto, was Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You went to that. Were you there that first weekend?
Oh, absolutely. With my daughter, she was a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, you guys really tore up the Harry Potter. You go to the land and the movies and all
that. My kids liked it, but they both liked it as well. Also opening on this date in 2005, Walk the Line, Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon.
What is wrong with you, Reese?
Reese. Thor. Yeah, I just made fun of the guy with the hole in his mouth. Yeah, I guess I'm getting payback. Anyway, what a great flick about the life of Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash together. It was a very good flick. If you haven't seen it, check it out. 59 past the hour. This is the Daily Doug.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.